Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It looks like the East Lansing City Government will again seek voter approval to adopt a city income tax. The alleged reason behind the attempt to impose higher taxes is to avoid major cuts in that city's government services. Technically, that is accurate. But what I haven't heard stated is the reason why the city is now facing major spending cuts. So, once again, it is up to me to tell you what is really behind this effort. The truth is that the city of East Lansing in past years massively overspent. While pretending to operate on balanced budgets, what was really happening is that year after year, the government was also incurring liabilities for current expenses that would be paid in future years. At the time, governmental accounting standards permitted not recording these expenses in the year incurred, which deceived the public into thinking that East Lansing's politicians and bureaucrats were operating in a fiscally responsible manner. Governmental accounting standards are now changing to require that these unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits be included as part of the financial statements. That is why government school districts and state and local governments nationwide, not just the city of East Lansing, are now crying poverty. Even as these governments are being forced to produce more accurate financial statements, politicians and bureaucrats still don't want taxpayers to understand that these fiscal crises resulted from past overspending. So, instead of accurately describing the current financial problems as being due to the unfunded liabilities for prior year's spending on future employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, the problem is masked through use of terms such as legacy cost. Or, as with the City of East Lansing City Council, the discussion is focusing on cutting current city operations rather than explaining the reason behind the need for the reductions. Look for the politicians and bureaucrats from just about every government school district and state, county, and local government to try to mislead taxpayers about the true nature of and who really caused these current financial crises. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.